someone or another dog or something and you wanted him to stop, would you say anything special to him?
You just tell him, yeah, you just tell him stop or call him off.
Mm-hmm.
Say don't do that or give him a command.
Okay. What about a term that you might have for a dog, a mixed or unknown breed?
Mongrel.
Okay. You ever use the word cur?
Cur, yeah. Mongrel or cur, either one.
Talking about the word bite, you might say, does that dog...
Does that dog bite?
And somebody says, yes, he...
Yes, he bite.
Yesterday
he bit his boyfriend.
Okay. As a matter of fact, he has
bitten a number of people.
Okay.
Better let him alone.
What about male cow that people use for breeding around here?
Called a bull.
Okay. Are there any euphemisms that people that use the word bull in mixed company?
Yeah, lots of times it's a slang expression.
Okay.
That somebody's shooting the bull, as we say.
Mm-hmm. What about a female of these animals? Is it
called a cow?
Okay. What different types of cows do they have around here? What seems to be the preference for them?
You mean the breeds?
Yeah.
The different breeds. Well, for beef cattle, they have the Hereford, the white-faced Hereford, and the Angus, the black Angus, and the Charolais. Those are the most popular beef cattle.
For milk.
The milk cattle, they use the Jersey and the Holstein.
Mm-hmm.
They're the most popular.
What about if you had a couple of animals, horses or mules? Animals, something like horses, the ones that have the big long ears.
Called mules,
you say. What are, I mean, well, I've already said, what are they? Is it true, and this is from my own information, that mules are sterile, that you can't breed a mule with a mule?
That's right.
You have to
You've got to breed a jack to a...
Male horse?
Let's see now. Yeah, a jack. You breed a jack to a horse, and that can produce a mule.
You got the jenny, but you got the female.
The jenny is really. I don't believe the jenny ever produces. I think that's right. They're sort of a hybrid or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That's where you get a mule.
Well,
breed them with a jack instead of a stallion.
When a cow gives birth to a calf, you would say, baby is going to...
Gonna have a calf.
You'd say. You ever hear the term freshen or come fresh?
Yeah. They're freshen in a certain length of time. Or that they're due to freshen, which means have a calf.
Okay. Around here, when they have a male horse, or like one of these prize-running walking horses or something that they're using only for breeding, you would say he's what?
A stallion.
Okay, you ever use the term or hear the term stud?
Stud, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times they speak of them as standing at stud.
Mm-hmm. And this is, around here it's most commonly used with reference to...
Breeding these walking horses.
Okay. The breed of horse that's most common around here is the Tennessee
walking horse.
Okay. Do they have any working varieties of horse or working breed of horse that they use around here?
Yeah, they have just...